This is Johnny B. Truen from the Self-Publishing Podcast. You're listening to the Practical Defense Podcast, where paranoia does more than just give you hypertension.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. And this is episode 254, Deterrence Work. We have a quick episode this week. I'm going to share a true-to-life experience of deterrence in action. Over the years, I've espoused the virtues of awareness and avoidance. I've chatted on about being a hard target and how it can prevent potential crime. The problem is that the results are really hard or nearly impossible to quantify. How can you document something that has never happened? You can point to various items and posit that the reason for the lack of action is because of the precautionary measures implemented. However, it is very difficult to know if it's true with absolute certainty. Once in a great while, there is evidence that deterrence and target hardening work. I have an active video camera mounted on the front of my house. Anything that comes into the field of view triggers the recording, and I look at every clip every day. Last Tuesday, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, someone walked up my driveway towards my front door, looked right into the video camera, turned, and walked away. The dude is only on screen for 6 seconds, but it still tells a very interesting story. Once he saw the camera, his change in body language was immediate, apparent, and dramatic. He spins mid-step and walks away. There's no hesitation. He looks directly into the camera, drops his head, and moves quickly to get away. Everything about his body language says, "Oh crap, I need to get out of here." My front camera is visible from the street. This guy didn't see it until he was in my driveway. But how many other potential problems were avoided before even getting that far? It's impossible to say, but it reaffirms that the money spent was worth every penny, even if it's just for this one case alone. To head off any questions, I would love to share this video and use it as an example. However, I am not going to share it for personal security reasons. I don't want to post the angle and coverage of my security camera to the world. However, I will be keeping a high-resolution copy in my personal and permanent archive. It will ride alongside all the skunks, raccoons, possums, and coyotes I've caught on camera over the years. If and when I ever do move, I might share it. Deterrence and target hardening do work. You can't always prove it, but I believe most are worth the time and effort to prevent and avoid problems entirely. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zune Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.